Rick Roach of the Orange County School Board agrees with Broward County's new resolution calling the FCAT, quote, an inadequate and often unreliable measure of both student learning and educator effectiveness. Roach put together a task force to investigate not only the method of standardized testing, but the test itself. In fact, he sat down and took parts of the 10th grade FCAT and didn't do so well. He says what he found surprised him.
In many cases, some of the more rigorous questions have two or even three answers that are very, very similar and could be supported as an answer. But the test maker has one particular answer in mind, and all the other ones are zero value.
The task force concluded that the State Board of Education should be encouraged to revamp its testing and accountability methods and add more variety to the way student progress is measured. He presented the findings to the 10-county Central Florida School Board Coalition.
That resulted in a very, very favorable decision by the coalition, who are now taking this entire issue to the Florida School Board Association, all 67 counties, in mid-June. That's now on the agenda as an emergency item.
That mid-June Florida School Board Association meeting takes place in Tampa. The other three Florida counties that have voted in opposition to the FCAT are Martin, St. Lucie, and Palm Beach. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.